A gust of wind raced down the path and smacked into Erin, not unlike a rambunctious puppy, licking her arms and face with wisps of chilly air. The woods wanted her to play. That's all they ever wanted. They didn't care about her grades, or if she'd practiced the piece they were learning in band, or if she had a new zit threatening to colonize her chin. And the woods definitely didn't care about the name Erin was supposed to be writing on a piece of paper before school today. The name of her crush. Erin shut her eyes and imagined she had a spy dossier on each of her classmates, with their faded Polaroid paper clipped to a crisp page detailing their qualifications. They all had pros and cons. Maybe she should make a chart. The plus column could have things like good personal hygiene, shares three classes with me, and pets every dog they see. The negatives might include rude to teachers, wore an offensive t-shirt that one time, or saw a dog and didn't pet it. There had to be a formula, a right answer. How else did people make such a big decision? It wasn't like the movies, where you bumped into someone by your locker, and when they helped you pick up your books, the air exploded with heart eyes emojis. If it were that easy, she'd have started bumping into people months ago. A twisty vine of anxiety wrapped around Erin's chest and squeezed. It was becoming a familiar sensation. She opened her eyes, and the sunlit trees welcomed her back. Maybe she could stay out in the woods forever. Build a treehouse. Befriend a raccoon. Harvest mushrooms for fun and food. Eventually, Jesse and Kayla might even forgive her and come visit. And when they did, they'd still want to know the name of Erin's crush. Kayla had made that perfectly clear on the text chain. No one shared unless they all shared. If Erin didn't come up with someone, she'd be ruining the pact for all three of them. The wind tugged at the cuff of Erin's jeans, insistent. 5 more minutes, it begged. Please. How could she say no? Erin pulled out her phone, careful not to read any of the texts, and thumbed it to silent. The vine around her chest relaxed its squeezy grip. Not all the way, but enough for her to breathe again. She pushed off and returned her foot to the pedal where it belonged. The wind raced alongside her as she picked up speed. Soon, she would be an arrow flying through the trees once again. Until a bird came hurtling down the path, heading straight for her face. Erin yanked on the brakes and jerked her bike to the left. The bird dodged in the same direction at exactly the same time. They smacked into Erin's collarbone and started to tumble to the ground. Erin's bike slid out from under her, and she did her best to control her fall. She had her helmet on and was no stranger to tumbles, but they were always dangerous. Oof! She landed on her back and stayed there, assessing the damage. Nothing felt broken or gashed. All in all, a good fall. She picked herself up off the ground and found the bird. They had landed in a nearby pile of leaves and looked just as dazed as she felt. Now that they weren't trying to hurl themselves into her face, she could see two tawny wings and a plump songbird body. Their eyes were beady and intense and set close to their stubby black beak. A wren, maybe, or a kinglet? As she got closer, the temperature of the air dropped suddenly, as if the bird were made of ice. I forgive you for trying to impale me with your beak, little bird, but what the heck happened to you? The bird regarded her with one of their eyes and hopped frantically, trying to take to the air again. Their wings seemed stiff and slow, as if they were frozen. In fact, as she studied the bird, Erin thought she could see a hint of frost creeping over their body. She blinked, and the vision was gone. Erin crept closer. Did you escape someone's freezer, little bird? Is there a snowstorm high up in the trees? Unsurprisingly, the bird did not respond. I want to warm you up, she told them. Can you be brave while I try? The bird tilted their head sharply and stood perfectly still. They were probably in shock. She'd seen a bird behave like this before.